This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
The pride of Sac State. Are you done with spring break, Kevin, at Sac State?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So you're like a month left of school?
We're winding down, yep.
All right. He comes in and brings us facts from the internet. It's called Did You Know with intern Kevin. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning.
What do you got for us today?
Did you know you can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, and an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box, and you just have to put enough postage on it and an address label?
What?
Really?
Why haven't we been doing this?
What? Sending people coconuts?
Yes. Oh, my God.
What are some of the other things? A pillow?
A potato. I'd rather send a potato.
That sounds fun.
Oh, a brick.
Oh.
I mean, how confusing.
That is so
to
confusing.
Get a brick. Kevin, who should we send a brick to?
Cambie.
Cambie Brown from Good Day Sacramento.
That might feel like a threat. Let's send her a potato.
Yeah.
Okay, let's send Cambie Brown from Good Day Sacramento a sombrero.
Okay.
What? Do you have her address?
I do not.
I don't believe that.
Wow.
Jeez. Okay, and Kevin, if you can send an inflated beach ball, do you think they would reject it if it was a deflated beach ball?
Ooh.
Good question. Probably. The inflated beach ball is to keep it from impacting with the travels that it's going to take.
I do not know what that means.
Mm. And so
I
don't if it's think inflated, it can't hit against the other packages and damage it. But if it's deflated, it's going to get stuck to something.
Okay,
you know?
But you could also send a coconut. That seems like it could bang around.
But that have you seen how hard a coconut
have
is?
Have you seen one?
Have you seen one? You could get knocked out by a coconut.
You know what? My girlfriend was at Mardi Gras and somebody broke her nose by throwing a coconut at her.
Oh my god. That's not how Mardi Gras is supposed to go.
No.
They chucked it at her?
It was spray painted gold. The golden coconut is a thing at Mardi Gras.
Did it have enough postage on it?
All right, did you know? Then turn Kevin.
Did you know the opposite of anonymous is anonymous? That's the term for when someone puts their name on something.
So just putting your name on something. When somebody knows it's you,
it's
anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah.
Kevin, have you ever written anything anonymously?
Yes. Love letters, candy grams.
Whoa, back up. Who were you writing love letters to?
All through high school.
And they were anonymous?
Yeah, I would write a letter, put it in someone's box. They would think it's someone else.
What box? Now, what do you mean in the box?
He would send them to teachers.
We also had mailboxes.
You did?
Students had mailboxes?
Mm-hmm. In the classroom.
Okay, so what would they say?
I would say, I'm in your second period class. I think you're very cute.
Okay.
And then just do XXL, heart, and then spray something like a smell and then put it in.
Now, I've seen your handwriting. Would that confuse the ladies? Because
it is effeminate.
Your handwriting's effeminate and you dot I's with hearts sometimes.
Oh, no. I write it towards guys so they think another girl would like them. It's a prank.
Wow.
This took a twist.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all.
That doesn't sound like a prank.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun. And they think the girl likes them, and then they go over and talk to them.
No, but it's said anonymously. So why do they think it's one specific girl?
I have a classroom with classmates that like each other, but they don't know they like each other. So I give the little hint. So I'm kind of like
You're like Cupid.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, you're a matchmaker, not really a prankster.
But then sometimes I do it to people that don't even know each other.
Well, that's beautiful.
All right, last one. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know Jim Henson made his first version of Kermit the Frog out of his mom's old clothes and two ping pong balls?
So Jim Henson was making Muppets before, like when he was a kid?
Mm-hmm.
He had a show before the Muppets. It was called Sam and Friends. Don't look at me. You know I know more about Jim Henson than you.
Try me.
Okay, what was the name of Jim Henson's first show? I just said it, and I'll bet you weren't listening. Okay, and who were the stars of it?
1945.
No, not...
Oh, jeez.
How old do you think Jim Henson was? I don't even think there was TV
in
1945.
Who do you think Jim Henson is?
He's the creator of the Muppet.
What else? Don't say Sam and Friends.
The creator of
and what do you think he's doing now?
He is still currently making Muppets.
Oh, okay. God bless him.
New characters of Muppets.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He has now opened up a new business.
What is that new business?
Muppet inspired restaurant.
Oh.
Really? Yeah. Is all of this taking place in heaven?
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah. He's been gone for a while.
Why would you lead me on like that?
I apologize.
Kevin, I thought this was your segment. You were supposed to know that.
I mean, I got derailed by his intelligence, and then I got derailed by her heckling.
Regular Statler and Waldorf.
You get it?
I don't get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.